Now, again, how do we turn the regular pancreatic cancer patient without MSI high status into a sensitive hot tumor that can respond to immune checkpoint is an area of a very, very high scientific interest for many groups, including myself. We are about to open a national study using the same enzyme that I mentioned before, PEG-PH20, in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor in the refractory pancreatic cancer setting for those patients that have the hyaluronic acid high in their tumor. So we're trying to use the enzyme to see whether we can open up the doors in the tumor to the immune cells to infiltrate the tumor, and also for the PEG-PH20 enzyme to have access and degrade the stroma. So again, the field is moving forward to combining immune therapies with different stroma targeting therapies, with other combination like vaccine therapies, chemotherapies. And I think it's going to be an eagerly awaited field of research, but preliminary data, it's not quite there yet.
So I'd like to pick up on some of the things that you were just talking about and just pick your brain a little bit about that. First, you mentioned, it's really interesting, this idea of PEG-PH20 plus a checkpoint inhibitor. I hadn't heard about that. What fraction of patients are considered, you know, to have high levels of hyaluronic acid?
So approximately 30-35% of patients are thought to have high hyaluronic acid, Neil.
And does that correlate with what you see histologically with the patients at high levels, that they have more desmoplastic reaction, for example?
So interesting you mentioned that. In fact, in some preliminary studies, especially from surgical specimens, high hyaluronic acid content does confer a higher desmoplastic reaction indeed. And in fact, in general, patients that have a high desmoplasia, high hyaluronic acid, even high collagen levels in their tumors tend to have a worse prognosis, have more aggressive tumor types.